keep it alive. Through these lines I write, I keep it live, cause I thrive. I might just blow your mind tonight. I'm so hyped, but it's no hype. From this height, it's direct hits on sight. I'm your type, lend me your ears to show you that there's something in me. I'm not giving up, I'm standing right here, holding these days hostage, and I'll make this my year. We turning fear into love, and the love's in the air. I love doing this cause nothing compares, nothing can share that same type of feeling when you feeling them flares. They can't catch it, it's havoc. I rip to a tear, switch the scenario, my stereos, I leave them impaired. Variables start to change, and they're all in my range. I just gotta grab it, it's all mathematics. Every step is drastic, I make it fantastic. I'm trying to take your breath away, asthmatic.
This is live through the stereo. Go and let it blow, blow through the stereo. I'ma let them know, no through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo. This is live through the stereo. Go and let it blow, blow through the stereo. I'ma let them know, no through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo.
Yeah, just nod your head with it. So explicit and vivid. Every image is intricate, intimate. I put my all into it. No scrimmage and no rules. I'm a pro tool. Hear my heartbeat beating to the vocals. I'm so loco, lost my mind. Oh no, it's ponderoso, dope so. No overdose, cause it's dope, yo. Man, this is house grown, mixed with some milestones. So I let the style flow down like the Dow Jones. Bringing it with some foul tones, letting the crowd. No, we getting loud, so it's eardrum rudiments. Yeah, we bring it rude again. Move, little hooligan. Music for tuning in. Full time to the 10. I'm on my clock, like I told you. I'm doing this for dreams we pursue.
Hey, you guys. Happy Friday. Welcome back to the Anti-Media Radio. You're here with LaVon. It is October 10th, 2014. Sorry I missed you last week. I'm happy to be here with you guys. We talk a lot about the power of manifestation on this program and the power of intentions and the power of affirmations. And the power of the human being in general, just the things we can create within ourselves and how to make them tangible in the world. And I know a lot of people speak on this subject, probably as many people who reject the idea. So it's a very interesting topic. It's oftentimes controversial. And I think there's a polarization that exists, because not everybody knows how to harness that ability within them. And the ones who don't know how to do so typically are not the ones who believe in it, which makes sense, correct? You only know what you have, or you only understand essentially what you have. And my dream, personally, for the last, gosh, what year is it now? At least 5 years, 6 years, has been to self-sustain. I grew up with the influence of grandparents who were from old world countries and did everything with their hands, with their hearts as well. My grandpa was from Italy and my grandma from Argentina. Those are my step-grandparents, and they were such a major influence. They lived in the South Bay of San Diego, and the land there is very fertile. And my grandpa's backyard was just lined with trees and filled with boxes of food. And we'd go outside and he'd say, "All right, well, pick your lunch." And I would literally pick my lunch. And nothing ever tasted better. And I've been trying to get back to that. I remember growing up, that was when I was, under 10. And then sadly, my grandpa got Alzheimer's. and his restaurant ended up closing, and things were just never the same. Everyone kind of lost their passion for food and got caught up in the grind, you know? There's got to be more to life than paying a ridiculous amount of money for a piece of paper that proves you're valid, proves that you can exist. And then you have to use that piece of paper to try and convince people that you can do the things it says and that they can benefit from having you partake in whatever it is they're doing. And then you work for them doing what it is that they think is ideal just to make them wealthy. Maddening, I tell you. The point is there's more to life than that. It's the grind. I call it the J-O-B. It's not for me. I'm working on creating something of my own, and I want to perpetuate it. I don't want to keep it to myself. It's going to be open source. And I've stumbled upon a secret. Can you believe this? I'll share it with you. Did you know that you literally become the things that you eat? I know, this is weird, right? Like, your body takes the food that you eat and uses it to create new cells, to clean itself, and just to create overall wellness. Isn't that bizarre? The first time I heard that, I thought, no way. You're telling me that I get hungry several times a day for a reason? That's maddening. There's no way. You're telling me that this thing operates better when I eat certain things than versus a bowl of ice cream or a bag of cookies, which has happened, not gonna lie. But it's scientific research. So I've been doing lots of research for you guys, and there's definitely some correlation between this healthy eating / junk food. Now, you know, I'm kidding, you guys. Of course there's a correlation. And I realized, like, my parents became so wrapped up in the grind, and they didn't make any homemade food anymore. And there were times when we ate lots of processed things because that was the norm. Nobody questioned it. And I didn't have a lot of energy as a child. I mean, my mind was very active, but I physically just didn't want to do a whole lot. You know, I craved a lot of sugar. I ate a lot of carbs. When I became older and in high school and more in charge of the things I consumed, I definitely made better choices. And I noticed a correlation because I became really interested in biology, and that's when it all began for me. I started studying the body and applying my knowledge to myself. Weight training was profound. I was kind of forced to learn how to walk again because I pretty much destroyed my ankle. I thought I was a ninja. Well, I am, but I didn't know I was then. I was just pretending to be one. I took a really nasty fall and destroyed my ankle, and it resulted in several operations, and I was never the same. But I learned a whole new respect for the body because mine was broken and had to be rebuilt. And I didn't have an appetite for a while because my doctor was just feeding me Vicodin when I was only, 15. And I was just prescribed these drugs, you know, and I was literally a zombie for a few months, just high on Vicodin. I didn't even know what being high was. I didn't even realize I was high. I was just like, wah. And when I didn't feel it anymore, I'd take another one, and they didn't question it. And it got to the point where I just didn't want to eat, and I just kind of laid around. Like, I got depressed, and I couldn't really move, and my parents were like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, I'm seeing the doctor saying. After a while of that, I just decided it wasn't for me, and I kind of took control and demanded more hands-on wellness. I didn't want to be forgotten and medicated. I trusted in my body. Just being a young one, and just from the classes I had in high school, learning about the way B cells and T cells work, and the way the mitochondria functions, like, cells Cells are factories. They're amazing. Your body is composed of those. So you're amazing times 3 trillion. 30 trillion or 3? Yeah, 30 trillion cells are within you. And each one of them is working to keep you well all the time. And that's profound. If you're ever having a bad day, please remember that. And you don't let anybody else tell you anything else but that. So I'm really excited this evening. I just went on a big tangent about wellness and I didn't get to my main point. I have been focusing my intent on being well and loving myself no matter what's going on in my life. And I had this vision, for the past few years, that's where I was going, that I wanted to help people get well. And first, I wanted to be a doctor, then, I wanted to be a chef. Now, I kind of want to be a combination of the two. I'm going to grow food all over my property. I'm stoked because I have an ample amount of space. And I don't know if you guys remember, but way back in the day, like a year ago when I began this program, I used to talk about somebody who inspired me named Ron. Ron's a guerrilla gardener. And Ron used to live over in the eastern part of San Diego where it gets really hot and just dry. It's really desert-like. And he took the teensiest space available inside of a condo establishment, and he grew enough food to feed several apartments. It was amazing, and he really brought the people together just by spending his energy cultivating these seeds, and it inspired so many people. And then pretty soon, people were responsible for different vegetables, and they were trading, and they were getting up early to make sure they were okay, and it just I saw it in action. All the things I had been learning for the past few years, I saw them in action. And that's when I decided to take charge and I got more involved in the community. And ironically, or not so ironically, Ron and I are going to be inhabiting this property together. So between the two of us, we hope to grow an immense amount of food, really motivate the community. We're going to be in a little town where they claim to have the best climate on earth. We'll see about that. And we just want to inspire people to consider the things they eat. And not only that, but have the ability to experience what it's like to eat food that's grown with good intentions, with clean water, non-GMO, and locally. That counts for something. It's going to be super fresh. And I've been making friends with all the people in the community, all the farmers markets especially. So I'm hoping to just be able to share it like crazy. The coolest thing about my seeds is that they're non-GMO, so they're perpetual. That was an experience this past season is learning how to harvest seeds from different plants. It's totally awesome the way they continue their life cycle. It's kind of inspiring. So yeah, that's what I've manifested into my life. Wasn't easy though. There's a lot of healing that has to take place, and everybody's situation's different. But personally, I felt like I hold myself back until I know that I can be 1,000% amazing at it. I held myself back from a lot of different things, out of fear, I could admit that, but also strategic, like so that I could set myself up for success. And I feel like I'm finally ready to do that. Energy is really important. I'm going to be having, I feel like a little slice of heaven. I'm not kidding you guys. A few days ago, Ron came over and we were having a brainstorm, and we started naming off all the attributes and aspects of our dream house. We went down a list of all the things it would have. And around the same time, the person who had this house that is now going to be mine was making a posting. It was like simultaneous, and I just happened to become aware of it, and it had been posted just a few minutes earlier. And I called the guy, and he was like, "Sure, come over tomorrow." And when we met, it was like instant connection. It was great. We spent about 2 hours together. And my dream is to be a holistic health practitioner from the home. And it turns out the original owner of the house back in 1928 was a holistic practitioner who practiced body work and herbology. And there are historical pictures of this home, apparently, where people are just lined up around the block and all throughout the yard waiting to see this doctor. When he told me that, I was like, oh, I just felt so connected to the property. So I can't wait to do all this work there. I know it's my mission. I'm so excited. So that feels good. I feel so elated. Like, not having a home is kind of a big deal. And I felt displaced for a while. So, whew, what an encouraging day it's been. But I'm really excited because this evening I'm going to be joined by Dr. Freddie. His first name is Freddie. When I first met him, I'm like, is that short for, like, Frederick? He's like, no, my name's Freddie. His name is Dr. Freddie Salabaria. So he goes by Dr. Freddie just for the comfort of others. He is a chiropractor. He also specializes in nutrition and specific stretching and exercise and rehabilitation. He is a mobile chiropractor, which I think is pretty cool. He operates in an efficient manner, low cost operation, and he can travel. So he sees a lot of athletes in the city, a lot of sports teams, and he travels to them. He specializes in whole families. So he'll go to people's houses and they have like a party, like an adjustment party, and they all gather and he does body work on them. And I was blessed to meet him because he actually covers for my doctor in my office when he's out at seminars or unavailable for whatever reason. And the first time, I think I told you guys, the first time I had body work done by him, I had the craziest healing reaction, which we've talked about before. It's like retracing. It's when your body remembers an old trauma, because emotions are chemicals, and sometimes they get stored in our body, and then things that release them, typically it's a type of body work, and it's a personal thing. Like, there are so many different types of body work that exist, and I think people respond differently to different types. So for me, I really like chiropractic work, and I really like acupuncture, like the combo. There's some massage in there. It's like the perfect trifecta for me. But anyways, he did some crazy trigger point work in my psoas, which is a stabilizing muscle, and it just brought up a lot of things, and it was profound for me. So I really believe in his abilities, and I'm excited to introduce you guys to him. Again, Dr. Freddie's here. He's going to talk about body work and his experience as a holistic doctor and different types of healing reactions and why they occur. More importantly, how we play a role in our healing. I heard you tell someone today, Dr. Freddie, that, you know, they were, oh, you're amazing, thank you so much, You should hear people after he gets adjusted. They immediately turn into cheerleaders. And he graciously says, I didn't do anything, it's all you. So can you explain that, Dr. Freddie?
Well, it's all about the innate power of the body. The body has an immense capability of healing itself, and that's what I attribute the healing process. I don't take credit for anything, because I'm just an instrument. I'm just a vehicle to allow the to take place to do what was meant to do, which is to heal the body. So what we do in chiropractic is basically relieve the body of any interference that occurs in the nervous system that prevents that healing to occur. So it's not me. I'm just fortunate and blessed enough to know, to be able to identify it and be able to find those what we call subluxation or interference with the nervous system that blocks that innate, that power that we have in within ourselves to heal. And once that happens, that's what people experience. That's why people get so elated and just feel incredible.
I understand what you're saying because these words are familiar to me. It's like my second language. Say I'm a new patient of yours and I don't know how the nervous system works and I've never seen a chiropractor and you're trying to help me understand what's occurring inside of me and the term innate. Like, how do you explain that to somebody for the first time?
Well, we are a wonderful piece of equipment that we are made so wonderful that we have everything within ourselves to heal it ourselves. We don't need anything. We just need no interference. We don't need anything to. The body is already built with a inside pharmacy, if you will. We can make anything to heal itself. So when it comes to chiropractic is basically a vehicle, a way of the body to be able to manifest its most outmost power, you know, to release that power. So the body can do what is meant to do, which is heal itself. So if you've never been to a chiropractor, we are basically what we're looking at is for those interference to free or to release those interference so that the body can do what it's meant to do. When it comes to me, my personal experience with the healing part of the body, I look at function. The function of the body is meant to function in a certain way, and it has a way to do it. When a part of the body is malfunctioning, what happens is that it starts creating interference with the natural ability of the body to heal. So when somebody comes to say to me, says, my neck hurts or my back hurts, I like to take the whole history of what's going on around it and to do some detective work, if you will. Because there's in that history, in that detective work, there's the key that points out to where that malfunction began. And once we identify the malfunction and we can correct that malfunction, then the body does what it's supposed to do. The innate takes over and it heals itself. So what I do is basically explain to people, you know, you have something that is not functioning correctly. My job is to find that out. I will explain it to you. You know, we'll go over it and trying to whatever the case may be, and tell you how it can be worked and fixed.
Very good. I like that you touched on the fact that chiropractic's just one way to stimulate the natural healing process within the body. Before you joined us, I was telling people about my favorite healing modalities are a combination of chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. For me, you know, and there's no particular dosage of it. It's just I can tell if I need one or the other. And I've had different reactions from all of them. I wonder, why did you choose chiropractic and have you had any experience with other types? Like, what was the most profound healing moment that you had?
Well, that's a very, very, very key question here. Well, I have to go back a little bit on my background, because I started going to medical school first. That's my first exposure to healing. I went to medical school.
I did the same thing.
And I studied medicine for 3.5 years. And, you know, life is a journey, and you go through life and you have no idea. You have an idea of where you want to go, but, you know, sometimes you take detours and you have to do different things. And so from medical school, I took a big detour and ended up going back to the healing art, which took me to chiropractic. And my very first experience with chiropractic wasn't even with myself. I knew what chiropractic was, and I knew that's the route that I wanted to go. But my biggest testimonial when it comes to chiropractic, and I'm glad that you mentioned different modalities, because my very first and most significant testimonial is my own son. My son, it was less than a year and a half, and I don't want to make the long, very long story, but basically, he was that his pediatrician told us that he was retaining fluid in his ears, even though he wasn't sick. His ears, both of his ears, were full, and he had what is called aseptic otitis media, meaning that he has fluid in his ears, but it was not an infection. So his hearing was muffled. So obviously, in today's, you know, medicine, allopathic medicine, the first thing they wanted to do is to put the tubes in. They want to put the tubes in the ears to drain the ears. That's what they wanted to do with my son. And I was in my first year of chiropractic. And I decided, I don't think I want to do that. so I wanted to get a second opinion. And we went to another doctor. And the doctor said, yes, I think that's the route to go. We went to talk to the surgeon. And the surgeon, without even examining my son, the first question he asked us was, when do you want to schedule the surgery? And I said to him, I said, are you going to examine him first? And then he said, oh, yeah, we can do that. So, nevertheless, I opted to look for an alternative. And being in college at that time, I decided to start asking questions. And neither doctors that we went to could explain to us why was his condition was happening. Why was the reason? Nobody knew. The only thing they knew was that they can resolve the problem by putting the tubes in the ear and drain the ear. But they couldn't tell us why it was happening. So I started doing my own research, did a little reading, did a little research, talked to other alternative medicine practitioners, and I find out the answer. The answer was that babies, newborns and infants, their eustachian tube, which is connected between the ears and the throat, is in a horizontal position. Mm. So when it's horizontal, when they drink milk or any other beverages, the chances that you get to create a backwash into the tubes are very likely. And that backwash can block those eustachian tubes, creating a vacuum where it fills with fluid. Gets infected, that's when you get an ear infection. So I said, oh. So as we grow and our faces get elongated, the eustachian tube becomes more diagonal towards the throat. So that's why adults, it's very rare that they get ear infection because of that. But they get the swimmer's ears, which is basically similar situation. Anyway, I I decided, we found this doctor, chiropractor, who practiced in the realm of not only chiropractic, but he also practiced nutrition. And so we took him there, and I like what he had to say. He said, I think I can help him. Just give me 6 weeks, and this is will be the schedule to get him adjusted. And after 6 weeks, we don't see any results or any progress, I will suggest you go someplace else. I like that approach because he wasn't, you know, telling me, oh, we're going to do it all and da-da-da-da-da, you know. He was very upfront with me. He also said, I would like to do a nutrition evaluation on him to see what else is going on. What other stressors are present in your son that is creating this malfunction? Remember what I said at the beginning? Mm-hmm. We're looking for something that
action
is not...
Action equals reaction.
And something is not working right, or something is reacting. He's reacting to something that is a stressor. So we did that. We did a blood work. We did evaluation. And he turned out to be sensitive to dairy and some other food elements. And so we eliminated those from the diet. He got adjusted regularly for 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the 6 weeks, his mother took him to the doctor, to the pediatrician. And I remember to this day, she said, if this work, I'm going to become a believer. Mm-hmm. So she took him. And I remember, like today, I was home studying for a test, and she came home and she was honking the horn and she was like so happy. And when she came home, she said, "He's fine." So the pediatricians did the test and did again a test for his hearing, and he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but whatever you are doing, keep doing it because it works." He no longer had fluid in his ears, and he was hearing fine. So that's my biggest testimonial. That's what I believe so much in chiropractic. Not only in chiropractic, but what else is there? You know, nutrition, you know, is a key.
That's, I think every doctor should be a nutritionist first.
You know that 70% of what goes into your digestive system, 70% influence your overall health. So when I do my history and my consultation, diet is a very big part of what I try to figure out. Why is this happening? What are you putting in your body that is your body's responding or reacting to it that is causing a malfunction? Stressors come in different ways, you know, and there's a different stressors that can manifest in a different way. So nutrition is part. You also mentioned at the early that you believe in different forms of healing.
Yes.
And in chiropractic also is a lot of different ways to promote that healing. And it comes in a form of techniques.
Exactly. I was hoping we would talk about that.
Because
the chiropractors practice several hundreds, right? Hundreds,
yes,
of different ways. Go into that if you don't mind.
Yeah, and when it comes to chiropractic, let me give you a little back up a little bit on in chiropractic concern. Chiropractic, there's two schools of thoughts in chiropractic. There's a school of thought that strict chiropractors, or there's other that, which believe that they only want to correct the subluxation of the spine. And correcting a subluxation means freeing the body from interference. And then the other school of chiropractic is they believe subluxation is part of the problem, but there are other stressors and there's other things, and they can apply other modalities to attempt to correct the malfunction. So. And that's what I try to, that's the way I practice. I try to see what's going to suit best the patient. Not everybody responds the same way. So I'm fortunate enough to to know several techniques in chiropractic. When it comes to chiropractic, you got the activator, you have Thompson, you have SOT, you have Diversify, you have AK, you have so many different forms to apply the adjustments that everybody responds different. So when it comes to that, I like to see what works best for each individual and then use what works best. Some people respond better to some techniques than others.
And how do you determine what's nutritionally causing a deficiency in your patients? Like, what's typical or what do you see most common? I know that sugar is a problem. Like, sure. What are the effects of sugar consumption in your patients? Like, what do you see?
Well, sugar causes, well, besides being a problem with obesity and so much sugar and everything that we do, my biggest issue that I find with patients is not so much the sugar, but other things like dairy is a very, very, very high on my list of issues with patients who have problems. Dairy is a very, very tricky subject for mm-hmm. a lot of people. I like to look at water. Hydration is probably top in the top on top of my list. Hydration is very important for healing. We are 70 to 80% made of water, and if we don't have enough fluid, and water is what drives our function. We need water for every function of the body. If you don't have enough water in your system, you're gonna notice it. You know, musculoskeletal issues such as dehydration, scar tissue formation, muscles that becomes really, really dry. You have a high risk of injury and having problems with, you know, with musculoskeletal issues, joint problems. You know, we need water. We need water. You need to drink half your body weight in ounces every day for you to function properly, to be well hydrated. So if you weigh 100 pounds, 50 ounces of water is what you need every day.
That's alarming because I know so many people, our patients alone, are chronically dehydrated and they don't know how to identify when they're thirsty. That's what scares me, is they don't know what it feels like naturally when the body is craving water.
Well, if you're thirsty, you're dehydrated already.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like when you tell people that the water they drink today is for tomorrow. It's true.
That's true because the water needs to be processed like anything else. So you drink the water and your body, if you're behind in your intake, you need that water. So the water you drink today is for tomorrow. So the water that your body's using today is what you drink yesterday. And when we're talking about water, we want to be specific because juice, milk, coffee, sodas, beer, wine, mm-hmm. any other beverages doesn't count as water.
Right. He said, H2O. Because
people say, well, I drink coffee. There's water in coffee, right? Well, yeah, but you need water to process that coffee.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you need water. Water, water, water. It's my number one peep on when it comes to healing.
And one of the things that we speak on in the program a lot is the importance of internal balance in pH and how the body can be affected by the diet, and certain foods create certain, again, reactions in the body and environments. And I always remind people that germs are like seeds, in that just because you plant a seed doesn't mean it's going to grow. It has to have the perfect environment and conditions. Your body is the same way with germs. And if you're planting germs in an acidic environment, they're going to thrive. So I like to remind people of the importance of maintaining good pH. Do you think you could teach people what you teach your patients about that topic?
Yeah.
It's so important, and I think it'll mean a lot more coming from you than to me, because you have your papers. You're proved your specialness already.
Well, when it comes to pH, I that's another thing that I like to remind people of.
Why is it important?
Well, we only have one part in our body that is acidic, which is the stomach, and that's to break down the food that we eat. Anything else it should be alkaline. So we wanted to have an alkaline environment in our body for optimal function. So an acid environment in our body is an environment that feeds pain. When you're acidic, if you ever worked out, remember when you work out and you get muscle pain and you get that lactic acid buildup, that's what's causing the pain, right? So if you have pain, whether you have pain in your neck and your back, your ankles, your joints, to me, as a red flag, and it's telling me that you most likely acidic. And if you're acidic, it's because you have a pH that is acid, and that needs to be neutralize or make it more alkaline, and your pain levels will drop significantly. So having a good balanced pH is key for health. So yes, it is important to have a good pH, alkaline pH most likely. And you know, because you've seen it here with you've seen patients that we have looked into the pH, and they have experienced the benefit of neutralizing or becoming more alkaline, that the overall symptoms have significantly diminished or improved.
We just heard from a lady today who is young in her life.
Yeah.
She's a younger lady. She has rheumatoid arthritis, which is chronic.
It's the worst.
And it causes her a great deal of discomfort. And she's newly married, and her husband want to travel and do all these things, but she couldn't be active. She couldn't do a lot of things, and she was in here quite often seeking assistance. And Dr. Freddie mentioned to her, you know, get some pH testing strips and test your urine in the morning and test again at this hour. And he suggested to her that she create a drink like that with the Bragg's vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know about Bragg's apple cider vinegar, it is magic. Mm-hmm. it does so many different things. One of the coolest things you can do is make an alkaline drink that tastes like awesome apple juice, in my opinion. It tastes like adult apple juice. Add some like sparkly stuff to it, you won't know what you're drinking. Mm-hmm. But anyways, it helps balance the pH within your body. And this lady did this for a little while. She made this drink, and she really put her intentions towards balance. And she came back today from vacation saying that she walked like 15 miles and that she did all these things, and she was so excited. She was practically crying. Pardon me. And she reported that her pH is a whole point lower on the scale, which is nice. So that's just a testimony today. And it's just one person. There are so many benefits that one could receive just from taking that into account alone. And does it irritate you, Dr. Freddie, how many people are unaware of basic functions that occur within them? Like, how often is it that you have to remind people of how they even work?
Well, it can be frustrated, but it's not. I mean, it's part of the process of educating people and let them know that, you know, we have grown, and if you look at the commercials and on TV, we have grown, and our children have been indoctrinated with so much, you know, sugar and take a pill for this and take a pill for that. So, you know, when I started my profession, you know, I used to get frustrated because I said, you know, how many times I have to tell you this, but I'm just only one person, and they've been bombarded for all their life, indoctrinated to do the opposite of what I'm telling you.
It's conditioning.
Right? So I don't get frustrated. I don't get upset anymore. I understand the process, and I understand what I'm dealing with. So it's okay. I mean, I have patients. This is funny because I have telling patients the same thing for I don't know how long. And one day they come in and say, hey, doc, you know what? I'm doing X, Y, and C, which is what I've been telling them to do. He said, oh, I'm so glad that you're doing that. How come you came up with that? And he said, oh, I heard it in Oprah. Oprah was talking about it. And I'm going, like, oh, that's wonderful. You know, it doesn't bother me because as long as you get to do it, that's the money. Whether you get it from Oprah or you get it from me or you get it from anybody, it doesn't matter. As long as you get the message, that's what's more important. That's what's satisfying, you know. I don't want the credit. I just want you to get it. Get it and do it.
Getting the message, that's important. And like,
and that's what, yeah.
We talk about personal healing reactions or experiences that kind of catapulted us into this type of work. Personally, as a doctor, you've been practicing a really long time. You've seen probably thousands of people. What stands out in your mind? Like, what's like the most profound instance or healing reaction or point A to point B recovery that you've witnessed?
Oh,
what I'm sure you've seen so many interesting ones.
Well, I tell you, the first one and the number one on my list was my son.
Mm-hmm.
I will never forget what, you know, how satisfying and how, I mean, it was like, it just turned completely around. So, but I seen people coming into my office in wheelchair and eventually coming in back in using a walker. And eventually using a cane. I mean, so many different things. But also in the overall health, you know, things that, you know, I'm so glad or blessed to be part of so many miracles that had happened with people that didn't know what was going on, and we were able to together, because it's not just me. I always tell people this is a two-way street. You know, when you come to see me, we're gonna be a team. We're gonna work together. We're gonna figure this out, and we're gonna do it together. And at the end of the day, it's you who's doing it. I'm not doing anything. I'm just a bystander that I'm actually, you know, cheering you on, being a coach, and, you know, pointing things out that you might not have an experience with, and, you know, just a guide. So, and that's what's most important, you know, just to be able to see people's satisfaction on getting, you know, man, I never, you know, never had this experience, never experienced this before. So, you know, I don't want to, out of specifics on, you know, the only one I feel comfortable talking about is my own son, because is my own, is personal,
mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, without being very specific, you know, I have this guy who's a victim of a multiple car accident, and he needed some help. Nobody wants to touch him because all the different things that happened to him, and came into my office and, you know, see what we can do. You know, I don't know. Let's explore together and see what we come up with. And, you know, people with allergies, things that going internally in their bodies, that they're gone to too many different avenues and trying to figure out what's going on, and they can't. And we just sit down and trying to, you know, go put it on the table. It's a map. It's a puzzle. And we'll try to put the puzzle together and, you know, get there.
And I like your approach. I really appreciate the fact that you look at the whole wellness. Looks like we're getting a call here. Give me just a moment. Welcome to the show. I'm LaVon. What's your name?
Yeah, hi. My name's Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
We're doing well, thank you. What, you have any questions for Dr. Freddy or myself?
No, actually, I just wanted to say that, you know, I'm actually a patient of Dr. Freddy's.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah. Actually, he was just at my house before he met up with you.
You're the reason he was late. Oh, I'm okay with that. So tell me.
Yeah.
What's
no, he's... He's an amazing doctor. I just wanted to, you know, let everybody know that, you know, that I deal with my own neck pain and everything. I'm a construction worker, and I play hockey, and, I mean, it's a difference between night and day when that man comes by.
Well, thank you for calling. If you don't mind, tell me, like, how long have you been uncomfortable before you experienced your healing, if you will?
Yeah, gosh, I guess the last 15 years, I'm 30 now, I've been playing sports, you know, pretty much my whole life, so I've always dealt with, you know, injuries, neck injuries, back injuries, you know, specifically in the sports that I played, so... You know, it had been several years, and my wife actually was, I forgot how long ago it was, I think probably about 4 or 5 years ago now, she met him, and I was always against going to, you know, seeing chiropractors. And
why?
I don't know. I've never been fond of doctors and stuff like that. I was just one of those guys where, you know, I can get through it. No big deal.
I'll be okay.
Kind of
it'll
thing.
Go away.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I know.
Exactly.
I know your type.
So, of course, my wife talks me into, you know, going and seeing him, and, you know, been seeing him off and on ever since then. And then just recently, this last year, you know, I've been seeing him on a weekly basis, and, you know, it's really made a huge difference in everything that I do.
That's awesome. And everyone's different. I'd like to point that out. Depending on how you use your body, you're very active, so that's what works for you. And I think chiropractors kind of have that misconception, as people go, oh, you have to go all the time. Well, it's individual. It just depends, right? So
absolutely.
I think that's an important thing to mention. And it's very individualized in the way that you receive it, too. I'm sure you can attest to this, Aaron. It only benefits you if you let it. Like, you have to be open to it, and you have to trust your doctor, and you have to want to be better. Like, if you go,
yes.
If you see him and you're like, this doesn't work, I'm not getting better. You're right. It's not going to work, and you're not going to get better.
Absolutely. If you don't listen to what your doctor's telling you, the instructions, advice that he's given you, then you're not letting him do his job. And just like anything that you do, whether it's a doctor, construction, whatever, if you're not listening to the directions, then you're not going to get the proper results.
Exactly.
And with him, he's very thorough with everything that he does, all of his information. And when I've listened, when I've started listening to him more about things to do in, you know, in between the times that I see him, then I actually see, you know, a positive result.
That's awesome. And I have the same experience with our patients in our office. People go, huh, maybe you do know what you're doing. Yeah, but
right.
It's hard to apply new things to your life, but I'm glad you're feeling better. That's awesome, Aaron, and I'm glad that you called in. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
No worries. More people need to know about chiropractic, so you should share the good news, because too often we spend our time saying bad things about each other. We should only say good things about each other. So we should share more good news, and thank you for participating in that.
Yeah, no problem.
Catch
Dr.
you next
Curry,
time.
You're my hero. Thank you.
Bye.
You're his
Bye,
hero.
All right, guys. You have a good night.
You too, Aaron. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Look at you. Yeah. Your fans are following you.
Yeah, following.
That was really cool, man. See? They love you. Wow, Dr. Freddy, you're his personal hero. I thought you were my hero. That was cool.
Yep.
That's cool.
That's really cool. Yeah, he's one of those guys that are tough guys, you know?
Rawr.
You know, he works hard.
Emotions are for sissies.
He plays hard.
Rawr.
And, you know, and...
I think that brings up a good point. That brings up a good point, though.
Yeah, and you know, it's going to go away. You know, it's going to go away.
And too many people have that mentality.
Yeah, and, you know, so, and it's okay. You know, you meet them where they are, and then you show them where they need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then you live by example, and you show by showing them, and by proving to them that is what they need to do. That's
right.
Where they need to go. You don't shove it down their throat.
Oh, never, never,
and,
never.
You know, you don't force anybody.
I'm
to
learning
do
that.
Yeah,
that's not my role in life. I just say, hey, look at this stuff, guys.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, if you don't.
It's like going to a buffet. You know? You're like, I like options.
Yeah,
my life's a buffet. Give me some options, please. Don't make me eat one thing. I just can't do it.
And then it's all about choices. You know, living with your choices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to a grocery store now and they ask you, paper or plastic.
You know what I say? You know what I say? Guess what I say? I say neither, and they go, ah!
It's all about choice.
Or
you know?
I say invisible, and they go, what? Sorry.
You can, you know, you choose what you want, and then, but it's important for people to make a choice. To make the informed choice. Information is power.
Oh, for sure.
So as long as you understand the choice that you're making and the consequences that are going to be linked to the choices, I'm okay with it. Because you're not making a choice out of emotion or I feel this way or anything. I like to have objectivity.
Ah. I call the show Objective Perspective. That's the whole purpose of this program.
It's objective.
We try to be objective and just present people with different things. I just want people to be aware of things that exist.
Choices, yeah.
And present them to them. And, hey, if it works for you, cool. If it doesn't, cool.
You know.
Thanks for listening.
That's right. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. We've talked about so many different things tonight, different types of healing modalities, your experience as a chiropractor, why you do it, nutrition. That's so crucial and important. I'm really excited next week on the program Objective Perspective. I'm going to have a nutritionist. She's a wellness coach like you, Dr. Freddy.
Yeah,
she focuses on the whole body, primarily food, emotions, and exercise. So that's going to be kind of like a part two tonight. Dr. Freddy, do you have one last most important thing to say to your peoples before you go?
Well, I want you to know that we're here for you. You know, if you have a question, if you don't understand something, you have the power to and the right to find out what it is. Don't anybody's word as a final word. With my son. Go back to my son. I think just one of those videos. I'ma let him know, no, do the stereo. Yo, here we go, go, do the stereo.